The Kotel relationship to that land is that she's our mother. And every hill, every river, every valley has its historical past in terms of what happened there. For example, me coming back to Minnesota, I have a strong spiritual relationship. And sometimes even sleeping at a Holiday Inn, sometimes I have visitors that are spiritual. You could say they're spirits, or you could say they're ghosts, or like myself, I call them friends. And so our descendants have been here thousands and thousands of years. So every valley, every road, every location has a spiritual connection with us yet. And so the way I look at it is that this country is still ours spiritually, because it is God-given. And when God does something, he doesn't take it back. So even though physically this country is not ours no more, it is still ours spiritually.
I have two questions from that. And mm-hmm. one of them is the spirits who mm-hmm. came to visit you. Mm-hmm. Were they welcoming?
They're relatives in a sense, so they act very becoming a relative. So they come in ways that either they want something from me, or they want me to do something and expect me to be able to do what they want me to do.